gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Funksters, and thank you for making us a part of your day here on the TGIF show, where the music is funky. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide for this fun audio adventure into the wonderful genre and subgenres of funk music. And we opened up the show with a tune called Boots in Place, which is part of an album series named Floki Sessions. This tune is a collaboration between George Porter Jr. of the Meters, Eddie Roberts of the New Master Sounds, Robert Walter of Grey Boy All-Stars and Roger Waters, and Nikki Glaspie of the Nth Power, and features Erica Falls on vocals, and was released April 28th, 2023. What's the story behind it? Well, it was recorded during a studio retreat at Floki Studios in Northern Iceland. Glaspie, the drummer, brought in this astutely funky groove as a blank canvas for the other collaborators to layer their ideas over. Upon returning from Iceland, Roberts, the guitar and trombone player, invited vocalist Erica Falls, formerly of Galactic, to also collaborate on this song. Falls had originally thought she was composing a song for George to sing over and penned the lyric, "My name is George Porter Jr.," in the opening verse. After realizing that was a misunderstanding and she would be singing the song in addition to penning the lyric was changed to, "My name is George Porter Jr." The proclamation solidifies the steadfast nature of the track, paying respects to George's living legacy as one of the fieriest funkmeisters of all time and bassist of Grammy Longtime Achievement Award winners, The Meters. The track was cemented with the addition of horn parts arranged by Eric Benny Bloom of Lettuce, who laid down the trumpet and brought in Nat Miller on saxophone. And speaking of super funky bass players, our next set pays tribute to bassist Marcus Miller from New York City. We'll be listening to three songs from three different albums of his, starting with the tune "The Only Reason I Live" from his 1983 album Suddenly, where he shows us his chops for doing that Minneapolis funk sound. Marcus Miller.
It's for the love. But nobody's allowed in while they're rehearsing, you see. You're gonna be thrown right out. Now that's all there is to it. Even if we wanted to go in there, we couldn't, because the security is so tight that any unauthorized individual going through that door will be forcibly ejected.
listening to the Thank Goodness It's Funky Show on your Island Connection KVSH Vashon, where we just heard three songs by bassist Marcus Miller. So, you're not familiar with who he is? Well, he's worked with trumpeter Miles Davis, pianist Herbie Hancock, singer Luther Vandross, and saxophonist David Sanborn, among others. And he spent 15 years as a session musician. He has played bass on over 500 recordings, appeared on albums by such artists as Michael Jackson, Beyoncé, Mariah Carey, Eric Clapton, The Crusaders, Wayne Shorter, McCoy Tyner, Frank Sinatra, George Benson, just to name a few. And the first song was The Only Reason I Live from his 1983 album Suddenly, which was his first album when Miller was attempting a solo career as a funk R&B singer. He has since then released 10 more solo albums, although he has only occasionally sung on these subsequent albums, as you heard with the second tune, The Blues, from his 1995 album Tales. That album highlights Miller's exploration of the bass as a lead instrument, much like the guitar and saxophone. And that's the same with the third tune called Power from his 2001 album, M Squared. Well, there's definitely nothing square about that album except maybe the cover. Anyway, Marcus is constantly exploring his medium, the bass, which was not his instrument he started with. He was classically trained as a clarinetist and later learned to play keyboards, saxophone, and guitar. You're listening to the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSHLP 101.9 FM, and streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org, where you can hear some of my past shows in case you might have missed them or need another hit of funk, as well as the other wonderful shows we produce here at the Voice of Vashon, Washington, of course. Up next, a tune by James Brown, which he released back in 1971. I played a part of this tune back in my second show, and we're going to hear the whole tune unedited. It's a long tune, over 13 minutes. And you're probably thinking, wow, that's way too long. I'm going to get bored. I think you're going to find that if you sit down and really listen to it, you just might realize how talented James Brown really is. Sit back and relax, and let's give a listen to Escapism, a funky rap, James Brown style.
Yeah, that's what happened, man. It's like we rap.
You're on.
Fellas!
Yeah!
Look at him!
Yeah!
Man, I sure enough feel good.
Yeah.
I know the jock feel good, too.
Yeah.
Because we sure coming through with our thing. See, the other cats afraid to get down like this.
Yeah.
And we don't, you know, we're going to say we're going to do it, like we're going to do our thing, man. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, you heard the Night Train.
Yeah.
The Funky Walk.
Yeah.
Man, they got a thing called the Funky Train.
Called what?
The Funky Train.
Yeah.
I got to kick this thing off.
Yeah.
Can I kick it off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. You can lose your thing out there wandering around. I was talking to a cat the other night. He said, what everybody's looking for today, they're looking for escapism. When I get down, you understand? about to go into no funny bed. Say, I can't do this. I mean, say what I want, man. I can't, you understand? That's the way I feel. You know, I believe I get down right about here.
Right on.
But if I get down, ain't no Bud got out of sight tune coming up. We got a record Bud right here, you know.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get our thing out of the way before Bud get into it. Bud, come here, get down before we...
Yeah.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
Bud, do you think it's going to be a hit, Bud, you cut?
Oh, yeah.
You, is it, you think it's going to be a hit? Well, I know it's a smash. I know it's a smash. Because you're in the thing, man. You're the same way as that, you know. It's got to be a hit.
Yeah.
You ready, Bud? Ain't it good to you? Ain't it good to you? Ain't it good to you? Look at him. What you say, Fred?
Man, you know you better take it on the lamb.
You better watch the man. I don't like the hood. What you say, Fred?
Take it off the
lamb. We better watch the man. Bud!
Yeah.
Come over here, brother. Let me tell you something. You think we're talking too loud?
First that first.
I ain't got no dust.
Nah.
I don't have to take it on the lamb.
Watch that man.
Huh?
Watch that man.
Watch that. Yeah, all right. You're right. Yeah, yeah. Coming from some funny places. What you say, bro?
What's happening, Brown?
Huh. Trying to get down.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look at him. We can't help it.
That's right. Right on.
Yeah.
Ain't no alcohol. Man, I don't dig it. What you say, Jason?
Say, don't be so mean.
You know I'm clean now.
And on the sea.
Excuse me, Cap, while I rap. Look at him.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, what you saying? I'm walking all over this place, man, because we're having a good time. Well, cheese show is funky.
Go on and do it.
Cheese, you're trying to please, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Doing his do. doing his due.
Just
doing his due.
Doing his due.
Doing his due.
Doing his due.
You know, another thing about us all, what I really dig about it, you know, everybody here, you know, like we from down home, we together. I don't know about Jason though. I think Jason down there, but he don't want to tell it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He say he's from Ohio.
Yeah.
I didn't know, it was such place name as Ohio. I know where Ohio is. Where you from? I'm from Ohio. You understand? Nah, that's like John Ted, I'm from Ohio. Where you from, Jeff?
Mobile.
You from Mobile?
Yeah.
Mobile, Jeff. Yeah, that's right. Because I used to see Jeff when we do Bobby. Yeah, we used to play with Bobby, yeah? Yeah. I know we always go to Mobile High. He say you always get a different room, but I know Jeff go home. Yeah, he's from Mobile. Where you from, Albert? What part, man? Georgia got a big... What? Make it. Don't say that so low, bro. You make me think that you're one of the people to hear yourself. Fred, where you from?
L.A.
Uh-oh.
Hey!
Ask him where he started.
Lower Alabama.
What'd you say?
Lower Alabama.
Lower Alabama. All right. Yeah, all right. All right, all right. Remind me about Los Angeles. Where you from? You know, I keep getting this cat name. What's your name, man?
Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, I knew it all the time. Wait, where you from, Jimmy?
I'm a VNC.
From what?
I'm a VNC.
From where?
VNC.
VNC.
Knock him out.
You better be careful, man, because they don't know what you're talking about. It's VNC. You can go to jail about that. North Carolina, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but watch that VNC. Because they got a thing called an VNC abuse, you understand? Pink, you might well tell her where you from one more time.
Yeah, I'm from Georgia too, yeah.
What part you from?
Your hometown, bruh.
No, you ain't from my hometown, man. I stay on the other side of town. I'm on the other side of the track, man.
Other side of the track?
Yeah. I'm from the Terry. Where you from?
From the Terry.
Yeah.
Well, you know you got it.
You see, you see the little high on the hog than me.
You know you got it?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm from the
Terry. Yeah, you understand? We don't like that. And well, the Duke gets like Pink to come from the other side of town. Right, Henry? Oh, Henry's down up there in the booth. Where you from, Brett? I mean, Thomas.
Washington, Georgia.
That's on the other side of Thompson.
That's right.
Between Thompson and Spark.
Right.
Right at Everton. Oh, I know where you're from. Down the road, a piece of decor. But now we ain't gonna let the other people out. I mean, we love Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, you understand, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. Where you say you're from, Ohio?
Ohio.
Oh, Ohio, sir. Yeah, we like Cincinnati, Dayton, Cleveland, all them places. And what about you, G's? What? Lake Grange.
Lake Grange.
What did you say? Lake Grange. Now we got Lake Grange, Georgia. Lake Grange. Don't lay so deep in your grains, brother. Yeah. Grange. That's what. Yeah, that's what. That's what hawks do. They. No. That's what I did. I'm sorry. I think my graze in the grass, but Yellow. No. No, only horses graze in the grass, right?
Get down.
Is it good to you? Thank you. to be sanctified and holy. Yeah. Any kind of way you look at me, you can always see my leg. Yeah, you know, sanctified. No, really. No, really, you know, not so sanctified. I hope you're going to get. Yes, no, I'm not sanctified. I say, well, you're holy, you understand? Because, you know, the pants, you understand, has some extra places in them. But we always cover them up with newspapers and things. Yeah.
And what was that? Well, that was the tune Escapism, a funky vamp by James Brown and his band. I remember reading a story behind this track. James had just signed with Polydor Records after the demise of King Records for what was at the time a very large sum of money. Polydor wanted to recoup some of that cash as quickly as possible, so James was under pressure to get an album out pronto. Making a long, largely improvised vamp like Escapism was simply a way of filling a large chunk of the album in a short amount of time. It's obvious from the start that James was going to call it The Funky Train, but later changed it. The band appears to have basically two hastily prepared funky riffs that they interchanged to make the tune. The improvised banter is just pure genius. To do that off the cuff and make it so entertaining was so very clever. For our last set, I'm going to highlight a couple of songs from George Clinton, which he released on his 1986 album, R&B Skeletons in the Closet. We start with a cut, Hey Good Lookin'.
Excuse me if I gawk, if I bark, if there's a pause in my talk. You've got me tongue-tied, girl.
Hey, good lookin'.
Pardon me if I flip, if I trip, if my composure sort of slip.
Hey, good looking.
Please don't fret if I freak the sight of you, God McGee.
Hey, good looking.
Forgive me if I stare, you must be aware I've been bugging about your beauty, baby bubble. And I bet.
Hey, good looking.
You've got me gawking, walking, tripping, flicking, bugging, fretting, freaking.
What are you doing?
You know you're the mind.
free. The sight of you got me geek.
If I stare, but you must be made aware, 'cause I've been bugging about your beauty. Baby bubble, that's what I'm talking
you
about.
You got me shaking, walking, tripping, flipping, bugging, fret, freaking,
going gaga, gaga. Yeah, you got me deep. It's hard to verbalize what you see.
Not one to intellectualize, but then you come to realize it's hard to verbalize what you see. Please don't fret if I freak inside of you. Gets me geek. Please don't fret if I freak inside of you. Gets me geek. Please don't fret if I freak.
You know me. Marvelous.
Without your sugar, I'm gonna be sick, so don't try it. is calorie free and NutraSweet. The love of you has gotten me on a diet.
To the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we just heard a couple of songs from the album R&B Skeletons in the Closet, the fourth solo album by Parliament Funkadelic leader George Clinton. It was released on April 1986 by Capitol Records and was the last album that Clinton would record for that label. Recording sessions for the album utilized a small cadre of P-Funk musicians, including Bootsy Collins, Gary Scheider, and Dwayne Blackbird McKnight, as well as the debut recorded appearance of former Miss America Vanessa L. Williams on the opening track, Hey Good Lookin', the first song we heard. The second tune was called Do Fries Go With That Shake? Well, Funksters, we've come to the end of another audio adventure here on the TGIF show. And I'm going to close out with a tune called Debut, done by the band Experience Unlimited, a go-go band from D.C., the birthplace of the go-go style. This song was the band's biggest hit in 1988 and appeared on the soundtrack for the Spike Lee film School Days. So why did I select this tune? Well, between 1988 and 1990, Marcus Miller was the music director and house band bass player in the Saturday Night Band during two seasons of the late night TV show Saturday Night, also known as Night Music on NBC, and hosted by David Sanborn and Jules Holland. It was during this time that he wrote this tune, Debut. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Join me again next week for another fun adventure. Until then, take care, and remember, keep it funky. Bye!